Hi, I'm Sophie Luxton, and this is Holding the Fire of Motherhood. Hi, everyone. It has been 2 weeks since I have recorded something, and, you know, over the last few months, I have been moving from one house to a temporary house, and now I am in my real new house. So things have just been a bit scattered, but here I am today, here we are today. And, you know, here's what's going on in my world right now. I am in Ontario, Canada, and it is April the 16th, 2021. We have our cases of the variant keep on increasing. We are actually in a more desperate situation than we were a year ago at the beginning of the pandemic. We have schools that have been shut down probably for the rest of the school year, and no idea what will be possible during the summer, and more things closing down. And there's a lot of fear right now, and uncertainty and exhaustion. And, you know, I continue to reach for my juicy and reach for my joy. And as you know, that is hard work. On good days, that is hard work. It is really hard right now. And so from my situation to yours, I have no idea what's going on in your world. I wish you moments of joy and juiciness, and every time you reach for it, especially when it's hard, I celebrate you. And so think of me, and I'm giving you a high five every time. And also, if you just need to hang out in the fear and the shit and the darkness a little bit longer before you reach for your joy, please know that that is absolute perfection too. So, of course, this is a perfect time to talk about spiritual striptease. So if you are on my email list, or if you follow me on Instagram at Juicy Sophie Luxon, or if you're on my Facebook group, which has a new name, Mistresses of Epic Self-Care, you'll already know what I'm talking about. Spiritual striptease is something that I teach, and today I'm going to talk to you about what the fuck it is. And that's what we're going to do today. And I'm excited because this is a practice that is so essential to my well-being. It has been a deep journey for me, especially over the last 10 years. And I can't wait to share what it is with you. And hopefully one day we will be in an experience of spiritual striptease together. So let's get going. So here we are. So what the frick is spiritual striptease? So at its very core, spiritual striptease is a movement practice. It is a movement practice that uses music and sensual movement and a woman's full self, so her body, her mind, her spirit, and clothing to bring a woman into her deepest truth and her most lit up turn on. It is really a practice that takes a woman from where she is to her higher self. And in this practice, we digest our lives and we celebrate our lives. And the digesting part is really, what's going on with me? What is the truth of me? And the celebrating part is, oh, now I remember who I am, and I remember that I fucking rock. And finally, spiritual striptease is a practice that gets a woman out of her brain, where we can feel fucked up and broken and immersed in our stories and our habits and our patterns, and we get into our bodies where we can feel our perfection and our rightness and our glory. So here's the story quickly of how I developed it. So this is a practice that has evolved over the last 20 years, and I have a long history of dance and movement, especially in this quote sexy dancing style. I was the first woman to teach exotic dance in Toronto, Canada back in 2000. And I have taught pole dancing, erotic dancing, burlesque, sexy dancing, in workshops and classes and events, and done choreography. I also had a dance troupe, and I would perform with them and do choreography for them with a partner, and also performed as a solo act. So I was very immersed in the exotic dance world for many, many years. And then when I had the big life change of getting married and having a baby, there was nothing about that style of dance that satisfied me anymore. It was too performative for me. And I was so hungry for a way to express my feelings, my rage, my grief, my sense of loss of self, my desires, my lust, my lostness, and myself. I just wanted to feel myself. And I began to shape what I knew about sensual movement into this soulful and spiritual and emotional experience, which, funnily enough, actually is turned me on more than what I was doing before. Isn't that interesting? I use it all the time. It is one of my essential practices. So I use it to get out of my brain and get unstuck. I use it to digest an emotional experience so I don't have to carry the heavy weight of it with me. I use it to celebrate myself. I use it to alchemize my rage and grief into power. And I use it to turn myself back on when I feel turned off and reconnect to my aliveness. So for me, it is a critical piece of my epic self-care. And so let me just explain what sensual movement is. You probably have an idea of it already. This is how I describe it. It is a movement, first of all, that uses a lot of circular motions to celebrate a woman's curves. So it gets away from lines and squares and hard edges, and it goes into curves and circles and spirals. And it is a movement that incorporates a woman's emotions. It is not of the body alone. And it is a movement that allows an expression of a woman's sexual energy and her sensual energy in all the forms that it's in. Sometimes when we think of the word striptease or erotic dance, we can go so quickly to that performative place, which is that, first of all, only certain bodies can do it because it has to look a certain way to be valued, and also that it's for other people. It's to entice and to seduce other people. So one of the many very cool things about spiritual striptease is that it allows an expression of a woman's sexual energy, no matter what the temperature is, no matter the fierceness of it, no matter the shade, the color, the smell, the flavor of it. All of it gets an expression, and all of it is worthy of expression. So what is different from yoga? What is different between yoga and spiritual striptease? Because they are both movement practices. So what I would say is a big difference between spiritual striptease and things like yoga and other movement practices is that we bring the whole self to the mat. There is no sense of leave what happened today at the door and come to the mat, or leave your stories, leave your grief, leave your fear, leave your pissed off at the door and come to the mat. In fact, in spiritual striptease, we ask and we invite you to bring everything onto the mat, because then we get to move and discover and heal and express and celebrate the full woman. And there is such an incredible degree of permission and freedom that comes when we are able to be in a space that welcomes and is curious about the full woman. And what that allows us to do is that we can go deeper into who we are, which is what's happening right now, what is my truth, and also higher, because a woman is always greater than what is going on right now. So we get to go deep and high, and that is just such a absolutely gorgeous, transformative experience to have. So this is what happens in a typical spiritual striptease experience. So we have a sensual movement class, which is going through moves that begin to rewire the body to shape itself in curves instead of lines. We begin to practice slowing down and tuning into the sensations of what's going on in our physical bodies. And we tap into this new state of our nervous system. So that's what happens in the sensual movement class. And then we move into the striptease element, which is really, so simply, what happens when we add clothing and intention and play into sensual movement. So who is this class for? This practice is for any woman who has a feeling, whether it's small or big, or a knowing, whether it's small or big, that there is an experience available to her through her body that is unlike any other experience. This is for any woman who wants to take the power of her sexual energy out of the hands of her partner or her lover or her husband or her wife, or the fact that she has no lover right now. This is for a woman who wants to be able to tend to her own flame, to reclaim her erotic energy. And this is a practice for any woman who wants to feel fully aligned and fully congruent, mind, body, spirit, all moving, all breathing, all living in complete harmony. And it is a beautiful thing to be able to harness that power of congruency and to take that into our lives and to change what's not working and to get more of what is working in our lives. So it becomes a transformative experience that we take into our real life. Do I have to get naked? Only if you want to. There's never any expectation that a woman will do anything in class. If it is in your pleasure to strip until you're naked, perfection. If it is in your pleasure to just play with your clothing and not take anything off, remain fully clothed, perfection. Is there an extraordinary opportunity of transformation in getting naked? Absolutely. But above all, this is a practice of complete permission to choose in every moment what you want to do and have that be absolutely right and absolutely perfect. Now, when it comes to anything around sexuality, there is a story that only particular women's bodies are worthy to enter into that world. And so you might have the question, you know, do I need to be fully comfortable or fully approving or fully in love with my body right now to do this? And I just want you to recognize that that's a story that we have about only certain bodies having access to sexuality or being worthy of intentional expression of sexuality. And, you know, we live in a world that dishonors women in all of the small and all of the gigantic ways. And we all have body image wounds, which is why it's so important for us to do this work in sisterhood. And I want to remind you that that is not your natural state. That is not our natural state. That is just because of the air that we have been breathing since we were born. And in spiritual striptease, we create a new standard where we decide that every woman's body, including our own, is right and worthy and beautiful and perfect, and that it is the perfect body for a spiritual striptease. And we let every woman be exactly where she is at any moment and see her absolute perfect beauty in that. Now, why did I call it spiritual? It's a great question. I wanted to add a word to striptease that made it apparent that it was more than just the body, more than just the physical act of taking clothes off, that it also involved a woman's mind and her spirit and her soul. So I could have called it soulful striptease, which sounds really kind of deep and sad to me, or emotional striptease, which sounds super heavy and super intense, or brain striptease, which just sounds too thinky. So I decided on spiritual striptease. And I believe that it is an evolved practice. Spiritual striptease. Why would we do spiritual striptease? There is a source of power for a woman that resides within all the places that she has been told not to go, or that she has been told are her weaknesses, our emotions, our sensitivity, our sexuality, our sensuality, our lust and our fire. These are places where we have been so highly protected, so highly trained, so highly restricted, so highly constricted. And inside of all of those areas lies this power source that usually goes completely unexplored, completely unharnessed, and completely uncelebrated. This is what we get to do in spiritual striptease. We become aware of, and we nourish, and we celebrate those aspects of our power. And when a woman begins to access that power, that is unattached to any person outside of herself or any situation outside of herself, then she really begins to put on her queen's crown and become the creatrix of her life. And can I just say, if there is an antidote that we need to what is going on in our world in this time, may I just strongly suggest that it is spiritual striptease. If you have any questions about this practice that haven't been answered, please let me know. I love answering questions. You can reach out on Instagram. I am at Juicy Sophie Luxton. You can find me on Facebook, either send me a message on my profile, or you can join my group, Mistresses of Epic Self-Care, or send me an email, sophie@sophieluxton.com. As usual, I am so grateful for your time and your attention and your heart. I wish you joy. I wish you juiciness. And I celebrate every time you reach for it. So from my woman to yours, I will see you next time.